You, as you enter your second year as the starter, how do you feel like this offense is going to, I guess, evolve? How is it going to be better than it was last season?
I feel like not only me, but everybody else on the offense has put in a lot of effort in, you know, learning the playbook and kind of learning the adjustments of the playbook. And that was kind of one of the big things that was kind of hard adjusting to in the first year. And so I feel like, you know, we get all our receivers back. Jayshon comes back after a pretty good season after playing behind Travion Williams. And, you know, I put in a lot of effort in, you know, making sure that I know exactly where I need to be, where my eyes need to be every play. So I feel like just as a whole, you know, offensive line as well has done a really good job in this offseason. So as a whole, I feel really confident in everybody. And I feel like Jimbo Fisher is going to put us in a really good position to succeed.
To your left here on the front.
Yeah, Kellen, Coach Fisher can be pretty hard on his quarterbacks. Just what's that experience playing for him and learning from him?
I definitely, you know, take full advantage of it. You know, I'm a very self-critical of myself, and I feel like we both can go back and forth. But, you know, at the same time, we're always going to try to make each other better. And I think towards the end of the season, he kind of gained a lot more trust in me. So, you know, we can talk a little bit more about, you know, what plays that I like, and, you know, we kind of understand what type of plays that are going to work in certain situations. So just me being able to have more knowledge of the game, and I could start thinking a little bit more like him.
To your right, near the back.
Kellen, what is Arkansas and Chad Morris getting in Nick Starkel?
I feel like Nick is a really hard worker, and, you know, somebody who I've talked to pretty frequently, but you know, him being able to go out there and compete for another starting job, I feel like he has a really good chance to win. And for a guy like him, you know, he's really hungry and he feels like he's in a really good situation. So I wish nothing but the best for him.
To your left, back here on the camera.
Kellen, let's talk about another quarterback in your quarterback room, James Foster. What you see, what the potential he has, and what your relationship is like with James.
I definitely feel like me and James are probably the two closest quarterbacks, and kind of like a little brother to me. So, I mean, anytime he asks questions, you know, I'm always going to be there for him, just like every other quarterback in the room. But I feel like we have a certain connection, and, you know, not only is he willing to learn, but he's, you know, has a really strong arm, and he has the abilities to be a really good quarterback. So, you know, I really look forward to, you know, seeing what he could do. You know, obviously probably not starting this year, but just being able to take over and, you know, continue to be a leader that he can be.
To your right, second row.
Kellen, John Wilson with KBTX and College Station. What does it mean to be on the National Award watch list that have come out the last couple of days?
I'm definitely blessed for that. You know, I put in so much work, and, you know, after a lot of roller coaster rides, you know, my freshman season and then even in my sophomore season, you know, I've continue to fight and continue to put in work, and, you know, I'm still not done yet, and, you know, I'm always going to go through adversity, and, you know I'm going to go through adversity my junior year, but, you know, I know myself I'm never going to give up, and my teammates will never give up on me. So, you know, I'm really blessed.
To your left, second row, please.
Kellen, you played Clemson last year right off the bat. Talk about that game, even though you guys came up short. It was a highly competitive game. The Clemson Tigers go on to win the national championship. How important was that game for the team's confidence going forward?
I feel like it really helped us. You know, we're kind of a new team, still developing a new culture. And we, as a team, some people and coach would even say that not everybody was fully confident that we could play with them. And, you know, for them to come into our house and, you know, us as second game under Coach Fisher, I thought that we competed really well. Obviously, we wanted to win, and that will always be our goal. But now I think we know and we have the type of confidence that we can go out and play and beat any team in this country.
To your right on the second row.
So Jimbo Fisher is known as like a quarterback whisperer, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he literally whispers in your ear. What is that? Sweet nothings. I'm just kidding. Like, what does that look like? How has he made you on a daily basis, made you a better quarterback?
I just think the constant effort that he puts in his quarterback to succeed is what makes every quarterback really well-rounded. You know, obviously I had flaws my freshman year, and, you know, he's, you know, very somebody who is, you know, can always point out your flaws, and he's always going to tell you, and you know, he's probably going to yell at you too. So, but, you know, I always take it as positive criticism. And, you know, I'm always looking for ways to get better. And I'm always going to be coachable. So that's something that is always going to be with me. I just feel like he's more hands-on, and you know, certain quarterback coaches, I feel like they might just take a step back if you do something wrong. But I mean, even I feel like if I do something right, if I throw a touchdown and my read is, you know, the wrong read, he's still going to tell me. So just, you know, always going to stay on top of me, and that's kind of the quarterback development that he's always wants me. He wants me to be perfect, and you know, myself, I want to be perfect too. So I feel like that's why we kind of have a perfect match.
To your left, front row.
Feels like everybody's chasing Alabama in the West, but that 7 overtime game against LSU, did that rekindle something there? Do you feel like there's a little bit more animosity between the two teams moving forward?
Are you talking about LSU? Yeah, and I think it kind of, you know, picked up on the so-called rivalry, and you know, that, you know, all the, I guess, drama you could say, and all the things that went on in that game and close calls. You know, I think it's going to be a crazy game in Death Valley this year.
To your right, third row.
From your perspective, how have you seen Justin Matabuke emerge as a leader with all the losses in the front seven?
Somebody who I feel like who wasn't as vocal in previous years, who's taken a really big stand on being more vocal and leading by his actions. And, you know, obviously we know what he can do on the field and his type of ability on the field. But, you know, being able to impact your teammates, how he's being able to, I think it's really going to be a really big thing with losing Tyrell Dotson and Otaro Alaka. So being able to have that, I think, is really important.
To your left here by the camera.
Kellen, there's a lot of talented quarterbacks in the SEC this upcoming season. I just want to get your thoughts on being a part of that and what's it like in the SEC with such talented quarterbacks?
I feel like, obviously, you know, in the SEC, there's always going to be talented quarterbacks, but this could be probably one of the best years, you know, especially a lot of the top quarterbacks are all in the top 10 and, you know, recent rankings. So, you know, it's always going to be a competitive league, and we all know that. And we also, we go to Clemson. So obviously, Trevor Lawrence is one of the top quarterbacks in the country. So, you know, I will always look forward to those opportunities to play the top quarterbacks. And, you know, my team will always be confident in myself and my abilities, and I always play with confidence.
Gentleman, yellow shirt.
Kellen, college football is kind of being treated like free agency now with guys going in the transfer portal and leaving, even if they don't get, you know, immediate playing time. Mm-hmm. Your career at A&M didn't start off the best your freshman year. Can you just speak on why you chose to stay, and did transferring ever go into your mind at all?
No, transferring never went in my mind, and you know, I always have confidence. Just because 1 year didn't go my way, you know, I didn't think about leaving or going anywhere else. You know, in my head, it just means I had to work a little bit harder, and that's kind of what I did last off season. And you know, I just went to work, and obviously my teammates, I felt like they saw that in me, and Coach Fisher saw that in me, and just kind of seeing the growth that I made, you know, in the off season, not only with my leadership but my quarterback skills. You know, that I really took a huge stride, and that's kind of the jump I want to take, if not bigger, this going to my junior year.
To your right, on the third row.
You have one of, if not the hardest schedule in the SEC. So is there anything that Coach Fisher had you do different in the off season to prepare for this upcoming season?
I don't think so. I think, you know, no matter who we're playing or no matter what our schedule is like, he's always going to put his 100% effort into, you know, trying to make sure that we're the best that we can be. Obviously, we know we have a tough schedule, but we got to take it 1 week at a time. And, you know, we're looking forward to those games. But, you know, taking it 1 week at a time, it's going to keep us right on track. And, you know, I feel like we have a lot of players coming back and guys who have been starting since their freshman year. So we have a lot of experience on our team. And, you know, so we're definitely looking forward to that opportunity.
To your left over here.
Kellen, as previously mentioned, there are a ton of great quarterbacks here in the SEC. I was wondering if during this offseason you've taken any time to get in contact with any of the other quarterbacks in the conference.
Not personally, like, message them or anything, but I was with Tua and also Trevor Lawrence out in Los Angeles. So it was kind of just being around them and being around some of the top quarterbacks was kind of cool, just being able to bond. And, you know, obviously there's a ton of top quarterbacks, and you know, we're all looking forward to have great seasons.
On the riser in the middle.
Kellen, how close to your full potential do you think you are? 50%, 60%, 70%? How much better can you get?
I don't think I'm anywhere close near my full potential, and you know, I always think that I've always, you know, I have room to grow, and that's always the way I'm going to work. And I know I'm not where I want to be right now, but that's why I continue to work, and that's not only on the field, but just with my leadership and my actions off the field. And I feel like that kind of has a really big reflection of how I'm going to play on the field. So just being able to, you know, communicate and, you know, elevate my teammates to make them the best players that they can be is kind of a big thing, not just my play on the field.
To your left, over here.
Hey, Kellen, Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV. That LSU game again, what was it like to play in a game like that? And when it ended, was it kind of surreal? Did that just happen? I mean, any stories or anything to share about what it was like to play kind of a once-in-a-lifetime game like that?
Yeah, it was definitely a surreal moment. You know, it got to a point in overtime, about third or fourth overtime, when you didn't even know what overtime it was in. So, I mean, just being able to play for that long, that's why Coach Smitty and Coach Fisher put so much pressure on us in practice and in the off season. So we train. So when we go out there, you know, as you can see, a lot of the LSU players were cramping. And, you know, obviously we're just standing tall on both sides of the ball. And so I feel like that our mental toughness was where it needed to be playing a team like that. And obviously one of the top defenses, and also they say DBU. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing to be able to go out there and compete the way we wanted to and have the mental toughness that we wanted to for, you know, four quarters and then an extra seven overtimes.
Here in the middle.
Callan, we've spoken some about, you know, how hard Coach Fisher is on his quarterbacks. Yeah. And, of course, it's all love. But can you think of the worst or maybe a memorable butt-chewing you got on the sideline after a drive?
That could be a lot of the time. I feel like that could happen a lot. Certain times, you know, I'm very self-critical, like I've said. So, you know, I'm always going to take a butt-chewing. But, I mean, that just happens so much, I can't really think about it one time.
To your left, second row.
Kellen, Steve Sullivan, KTV in Little Rock. Could you talk about your relationship with Nick Starkle and what kind of quarterback you think Arkansas is getting?
Like I said before, I think they're going to get a really good quarterback. And I feel like during my sophomore season, we were able to grow, you know, as one unit. And, you know, he kind of understood his role, that maybe just because he wasn't the starter, that he could still have a big impact and be a leader that he could be. And obviously his freshman year, he was a really good leader. So I feel like that kind of elevated his play and just being able to have a bigger impact on the team. And, you know, he started to gain more respect from the players on the team. And so I really think that his leadership role is going to help him, you know, succeed at Arkansas.
To your right, third row.
Hey, Kellen, we could probably do an hour on the LSU game alone, but I guess my takeaway was the number of do-or-die moments you faced in that game, mm-hmm. and you converted everyone. Is it fair to say there's some carryover effect this year for when those moments come up this year? Like, hey, I did this. I faced these moments. It's a great defense, and I passed every test.
I definitely feel like that can kind of go through my mind, but, you know, not only was it me, but it took all 11 players on the offense and also the defense to kind of go out and win that game. You know, if a lot of people say that the defense didn't get any stops, but they got a stop on the first drive, and if I handed the ball off to Travion, we probably win in the first overtime. So I've definitely felt like the defense played really well. And, you know, the offense, you know, no matter what situation it was, no matter what overtime it was, you know, we just played one play at a time, and, you know, no matter what happened, you know, we stuck together and we were able to win.
Do we have a last question? Okay, to your right, against the wall.
Michael Bratton from Saturday Down South. Being a native Texan, I'm sure you watched Texas A&M and Texas playing growing up. I know you've got no say in the schedule or anything like that, but do you want to see that game returned?
I think it would be good for sports, and I think it would be good for Texas, the state of Texas as a whole. Obviously, I have no control over the schedule, like you said, but I definitely feel like it would bring kind of that rivalry back and, you know, bring competition to the state of Texas, not only on the field, but could be in recruiting too.
Kellen, good job. Thanks very much.
Thank you.